The stress and crowds of holiday shopping can put a damper on your holiday spirit, and you don't always find all the perfect gifts you're looking for. The Virginia Lottery's games make easy and tremendously fun gifts for all the adults in your life, even you. Spruce up your gift-giving game this holiday season with the Virginia Lottery. The Virginia Lottery's holiday scratchers are a gift any adult will love. Treat yourself to some winter wonderment and play the lottery's holiday online instant games from anywhere in Virginia. Visit valottery.com/holiday. Please gift responsibly. Lottery games are not for minors.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Forgot about Andre was in the movie Glory, which is a great movie, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's one of the black soldiers.
Who else was in that movie?
Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah.
And Matthew Broderick was the kind general. Remember that? Yeah. He was the leader of the white leader, I should say, of that particular Civil War
Morgan Freeman, Cary Elwes.
Yeah.
Man, there are a lot of people in it, but I don't know if I've ever seen that movie.
A lot of people haven't. I mean, especially since it's been around since, what, 93?
That is 1989.
89, okay. All right. Yeah, it's a good movie. It's about the Civil War. And
Elwes, is that how you? I've always been confused on
Cary Elwes.
That's right, he was in that too.
Cary's last name.
All right. Yeah.
We talked to him before, too, and he was really, really good.
Don't wish anything.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying he's a wonderful interview.
I wonder if somebody that we had a bad interview with dies if we play it. Like, say, Fluffy.
No,
I'm not.
Do it.
No.
That douche.
Well, the thing I like about it, I think the last time
I don't want to die, by the way. I don't care.
The last time we talked to Cary Elwes, that I love the fact that he embraces the legacy of, like, The Princess Bride.
Well, that's what he was promoting. And I think they were doing a re-release of that or something.
Yeah. I mean, but
I think he had a book out about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wrote
Who was
a book
he
about
in
him.
The Princess Bride?
The lead character.
Yeah, he was kind of.
Oh,
the main
he
guy
was.
I forget his name.
Montoya.
Inigo Montoya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about that Andre the Giant line frequently. The movie. He said, "Stop rhyming. I mean it. Anybody want a peanut? I can't eat a peanut without thinking. You know, think about eating those nuts that puss me."
Speaking of eating.
That's brilliant.
Oh, and Nick sent us a picture on the text chain yesterday. He wanted.
What was that?
Push did.
Yeah, I
did.
I was
bean soup or what is it?
No, it was a brand new jar of peanut butter.
Yeah. Oh, I couldn't tell.
See, yeah, but it was chunky.
It looked kind of lumpy.
That does nothing for me because it's like it's unfinished.
That's what confused
butter.
Me. I thought it was bean soup. You know.
So did
I did.
But it was the top of a peanut butter jar.
It was
jar,
lumpy. It was lumpy.
And it was chunky peanut butter. But you know, in order for it to get that feeling,
it's got
to
be smooth.
Got to be smooth.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You should have rolled video on if it was.
I didn't
smooth,
think you were in the chunky puss.
I'm team chunky all day, man.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I don't mind chunky peanut butter, but I think I agree with you. It's a smooth look that I think is what
you're making. You're making your
video.
Own peanut
no,
butter.
I thought it was bean soup. Yeah. I'm an idiot.
And diving a knife into a smooth top of peanut butter.
Yes, that is satisfying.
Yeah, you should have rolled video.
A chunky top.
Cameron, I just texted you the photo. Yeah, you tell me, does that look like bean soup to you?
No, I'm wrong about that. But it was lumpy, and I didn't really think about what you guys were talking about, because I assume when you showed the top of the peanut butter, it's the smooth stuff.
No, it took me a second to process.
Well, the lid is in the, in the background.
This is
Nick,
refried
Todd,
beans.
Are you jealous?
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I was right.
This came with, like, lengua tacos and some carnitas.
Need a log, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is...
In order to get that satisfying feeling, which we still think there should be a word for.
Thank you. It does look like bean soup. Yeah. I know it does.
Yeah, it does.
It was a jar of peanut butter.
Although it looks good.
No. You got this from a taco truck.
I can see it now, Puss.
Had it been smooth
looks like bean
on top,
to yeah.
I would have insisted that Puss roll video as he sticks
this
the
is why
knife
I didn't get it.
It.
And I didn't get it because it's a Nick Todd jealous. I'm thinking, what are they jealous of bean soup for?
If we would have seen that video, both Nick and I would again.
I want to say it's kind of a weird angle.
The chunky peanut butter, because I think one of the things I like about the fresh pile of peanut butter is not just, you know, the very placid, it's beautiful. It's all flat. It hasn't been, the knife hasn't got it, but also the amount of peanut butter that's left, there will never be more in there. But if it's chunky, have it.
No, really.
Save for the podcast.
I mean, I don't mind. I don't mind, you know, creamy peanut butter. But given my choice, I'll definitely take chunky.
Yeah, diving a knife into an unopened jar of peanut butter, or an you got to open.
Todd has an orgasm when he does it.
Yeah, but the first,
he keeps buying them.
The first time you delve into the peanut butter jar, smooth peanut butter, smooth on top, and you disrupt that surface. Ah.
He keeps it's a smooth peanut butter jar over in that corner by the light.
Is it the same with like a brand new jar like mayonnaise? Because it's a similar look on top.
No.
Of, you know, if you open up a jug of mayonnaise.
Yeah, but I don't have a love affair with mayonnaise.
Well, I mean, I think many people do.
What's her face? Whoever the girl listens hates mayonnaise.
I wonder if some people have such a love mayonnaise. For that they
Scared
have about
of.
47 jars of peanut butter that haven't been used because they just want that experience.
You do it
every time.
That's a stressful day. I bet that's what somebody like Jay-Z does. They're all brand new jars.
He never takes a second scoop out of a thing of peanut butter.
It's like a guy who only wears the brand new shoes two times. Yeah. You know?
I want to bring this up because we're talking about food anyway. And Andre Brower said about, because he was bigger on that show. He had a big belly and he was eating a lot of junk food. And he was eating burgers and stuff when they had lunch. And he was that kind of, that was a scene. That's what he did. And he said the prop guys, whatever, the people that made the food for him, would make all that nasty-looking food, I mean, nasty, bad-for-you food, good for you. Wonder how he did that.
Remember,
he was eating donuts on that show because he was at that car dealer. I remember, I'm looking back now, when he had lunch, he was always eating big burgers and fries. He was just that guy.
Maybe it was a veggie burger.
Yeah,
maybe
it had to be like a turkey burger, and it's like a light, low sodium, all the things.
Have you ever watched a movie? We all watch them. When people are eating good food in movies, and you know the movie doesn't. I remember Big Bang Theory. They're at lunch a lot at the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And the conversation's happening in those scenes all the time. But there's always like a cool looking sandwich laying there. I think of Nick sometime. I said, it's like it's going to waste. It's just sitting there. But on that show, he ate a lot. Remember Brad Pitt's character? Now, he's not fat, obviously, but Brad Pitt's character in all the Ocean's movies.
He's
eating in all those. Yeah,
they say that's like the joke about him on the internet is that if you do Brad Pitt, that he's just always eating something.
Right. I think he makes it part of his character. You know.
Yeah. It's in his contract. He's like, I will not be hungry on set.
Yeah. No. And Brad Pitt's never been fat, not even for a movie. You know.
No.
Let's hope he doesn't stay fat.
I think maybe those are the only times he eats is if the camera's rolling.
You said that very wistfully. Let's hope he never gets fat.
Now I'm looking at a list
of Brad at all costs.
Let's go see Les Mis, Nick.
I'm looking at the list of the best food on film moments. And you get to the Pulp Fiction, the shake. If they had to do a bunch of takes of Uma Thurman having to sit in there constantly taking a drink of that milkshake in the diner.
Well, first of all, that was like a light smoothie. It looked like a milkshake,
Maybe. If it wasn't.
But it looked like a milkshake.
That's a tough one to do over and over again. Ice cream like that.
I don't even think that's the best food scene in that movie, though. It's got to be Big Kahuna Burger.
Yeah.
I do love a tasty burger.
Hey, that is good. Before he blows those guys away, spoiler alert.
Look at the big brain on Brad.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, he does bite into that burger. You're right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you guys do with the end of the jar of peanut butters? I've heard some people put like ice cream in it and use that, put vanilla ice cream in it. Scoop it out with a spoon.
I just knife it until it's done, man.
I'll take a spatula and
spatula is the move.
I'm an idiot. It's never occurred to me. I'm just like,
How big your jar of peanut butter spatula fits in it?
Well, it's like a scraper spatula, the one like you would use to scrape a bowl.
Yeah, not like the burger flipper.
But you're a chunky guy, man.
Right. I use the spatula, but then I cut the top 2/3 off, and then I take the spatula and I put the bottom, and then I throw it to the dogs. And they clean it out.
Have you heard you can listen to your favorite comedy podcasts ad-free? Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or visit amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree and catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And here's your prescription. I know just the pharmacy to get this filled.
Who are you?
A pharmacy benefit manager. A middleman your insurer uses to decide which medicines you can get, what you pay, and sometimes even which pharmacy you should go to.
Why can't I go to a pharmacy in my neighborhood?
Because I make more money when you go to a pharmacy I own.
No one should stand between you and your medicine. Visit phrma.org/middleman to learn more. Paid for by Pharma.
What other food ones, by the way?
Short amount of time.
Here's a great one. 1988, The Great Outdoors, the old 96er scene.
Oh, the steak, yeah.
When he had to just keep shoveling that giant steak into his mouth, John Candy.
He gets it for free then, that's right, yeah.
That would have sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, Rocky, the raw egg scene.
I did that. Oh. I did that in high school.
Yeah. I think that influenced a lot of people. I think a lot of people started drinking the raw eggs after seeing that scene.
I didn't do it. We had a home ec class in Rocky when Rocky was big. And everybody gave me like a dollar, like eight guys, and I did three eggs.
I just pictured you
in your fog hat t-shirt and your jean jacket chugging raw eggs.
But the number one.
It slides right down your throat, man. The raw egg thing is not that big a deal. He did like seven or eight in that movie, right?
Yeah. It's a big glass full of them.
Yeah.
Go through a few of them, and then I'll give you the obvious number one.
Some of these are like they put Lady
Famous
in the Tramp.
The spaghetti scene.
That is an iconic scene.
Is there Elf on there? I mean, it doesn't look good, but that's an iconic scene.
Oh, yeah. When he puts all the candy and stuff on the spaghetti. If he had to do that scene over and over again, you're puking.
Doesn't he put maple syrup on his spaghetti?
Yeah, maple syrup and candy and all kinds of stuff.
Right, right.
But the number one food scene of all time is John Belushi in Animal House.
Oh, I'm a zit.
It's
brilliant.
Fills his mouth full of mashed potatoes, smashes his cheeks. Oh. I'm a zit.
Does that count if he doesn't eat it?
And then I think
he didn't eat it.
Does a food fight ensue after that?
Oh yeah.
That's what I thought.
Food fight.
Well, and him and Dan Aykroyd and Blues Brothers in the restaurant.
Is there a food fight in that one too?
No. When they're trying to recruit their buddy back, to play the keyboards, and they go to the restaurant where he's the maitre d', and they're feeding shrimp to each other. The women. How much for the women? Yeah.
No, that's right.
That's a great scene. Oh, Hot Shots, the breakfast scene.
Oh, frying it on her belly.
frying the egg on her belly.
Yeah, she bounces like M&M grape? In her mouth. Yeah.
I think it was a grape.
It's a grape, that's right.
Was that Kim Basinger?
No.
You're thinking Nine and a Half Weeks.
Yeah, what was her name?
That's on the list too.
Carla.
The actress.
Gugino or something like that.
No, it's not her at all.
I don't think she was really... After that movie.
No.
But it was a parody of...
There were two of them.
Of 9 1/2 Weeks.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
That scene was, right. Yeah. Right. Parody of 9 1/2 Weeks, right. Right. They sit in front of a fridge and Mickey Rourke just shoves food in Kim Basinger's face and then they have sex. It's a pretty hot scene.
These aren't ranked, but the last one on
this list... you should watch that, Nick. Yeah. You see 9 1/2 Weeks?
No.
Okay, it's an older movie, obviously in the 80s.
Wayne's
Before
World.
Mickey Rourke's face got all weird, he was a pretty boy, good-looking dude at the time. And Kim Basinger and him, he's feeding her food in front of in front of the refrigerator on the floor. It's your two favorite things, Nick. Sex and food. Right there, man.
It's like that Seinfeld episode where, remember when George tried to combine
Eats
the
a
two?
Sandwich about sex,
a sandwich
I know.
On the nightstand. She's like, what are you doing?
It's what gets him going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the whipped cream bikini Varsity Blues. I was on the other day. Yeah. I saw that scene the other day. Right?
Yeah, that one stuck with me I was just like a senior in high school when that movie came out.
Oh, yeah.
And these aren't ranked, but the last one on this list that I'm looking at
Husky
is...
Husky peanut butter?
Yeah, well, I identified with Billy Bob.
Well, it's called Chunky for a reason.
Harold and Kumar go to White Castle. The finale scene when they finally get to White Castle and just start scarfing the sliders.
Yeah. Mm. They're good. They are good, though, especially that high. Yeah.
Again, if you would have had to film that over and over again,
I know, over and over again, right?
That's a lot of food you got to take down.
Right.
And Katie checked in, and we suck.
She hates mayonnaise. Cameron,
no, she's scared
she's
of me.
Afraid of mayonnaise.
Yeah, I remember.
She's scared of me.
You can't bring it up.
No,
she has a jump scare.
If she hadn't said anything about that, mayonnaise would be mentioned on the show a lot. Less frequently.
We're bringing it up just for that reason.
And I didn't even mean to bring it up there because it just occurred to me that when you open up a new thing of mayonnaise and you pull the little seal off, it kind of looks the same as smooth peanut butter.
I mean, it's a little jiggly. You know,
you also like chunky mayonnaise, Puss, which is really weird.
Right, it's like mayonnaise with cottage cheese in it.
Don't knock it till you try it, Nick.
I think the difference with the mayonnaise, too, is mayonnaise is like a condiment. Unless things are not going well for you, you're not just eating a mayonnaise sandwich.
And mayonnaise, by the way,
has.
We get the squirt kind of mayonnaise once in a while, too. It just squirts right out. So.
Oh, Ken mentioned
that. Yeah, I love that.
Monty Python's Meaning of Life. Mr. Creosote.
Oh, yes.
Where he's just yakking into that bucket.
Ugh.
And then he wants food.
One more bite. No, he wants one more bite.
Oh, that's right.
And then he explodes.
I guess it is still a food scene, but of course the campfire fart scene in Blazing Saddles.
They're eating beans, right?
Yep, that's beans.
I'm going to say that's one of the greatest food on film scenes.
Matthew likes the scene in Pulp Fiction. Samuel Jackson finishes off the guy's Sprite and says, "You won't be needing this," and then kills him.
Yeah, same. That's the same Big Kahuna Burger scene.
Allie Lardy is wearing the whipped cream bikini.
Was that game in Denver?
In Varsity Blues.
I gotta say,
we just talked about that.
Okay. The Matilda cake scene. I don't know if you watched Matilda. Maybe it was my generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Matilda
generation.
Kid is forced to eat a chocolate cake, and then in Sandlot when they're talking about s'mores.
Oh, Sandlot!
You're killing me, Smalls, with the s'mores.
That's
multi generational.
Well, that's an iconic line.
It's better to have a role in a movie where you're eating, as opposed to starving. You know.
Yeah.
Where you can't
cast away.
Castaway, or the most famous one, of course, is Christian Bale.
The Machinist.
The Machinist. That is so brutal, man.
What was he, like 90 pounds or something at the end of that?
He almost died, man. He almost died.
Hey, one of my favorite references to food in the movie is Wayne Campbell at the drive-thru ordering the cream of some young guy.
Oh,
yes.
Or Garth killing the donut man that he made.
Yeah.
There's some good food scenes in that movie.
Don't spit on that cop's burger.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Right.
What was that?
Does that look like spit to you, Super Troopers?
Super Troopers.
Yeah.
Half baked. The F you. You're cool. He's in the kitchen at the fast food place.
Right. Cameron Logsdon is going to be at the Funny Bone. When is that, Cameron? Next week?
The 22nd and 23rd. Next Friday, Saturday is going to be really fun time, so make sure you come out. That show this time around is 18 and up, so if you're normally trying to get out to club and you want to bring the whole fam or whatever, it'll be a good show.
That's cool. Nice. And Nick, you're out this weekend with Gary Curtis?
Yeah, Gary and I will be at the Funny Bone late show this Friday, Saturday, Barleycorns in Wichita, and then next week, Saturday the 23rd, at the Grotta in Lincoln.
Josh,
come back.
Best food scenes, hands down, are on the My 600-Pound Life.
Does she eat like 8 boxes of cereal and stuff like that? I don't watch that stuff, man.
I can't watch that.
That's gluttony. I can't handle that. Unless it's in my own house. You know. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.